You're listening to Which Ways with Brina Garin. The Golden Tree, adapted from the Sisters Grimoire Volume 1, 2nd Edition. As no one was now at home, Cinderella went to her mother's grave beneath the hazel bush and cried, "Shiver and quiver, little tree! Silver and gold rain down on me!" Then the bird threw down a dress of gold and silver, and a pair of slippers embroidered in silk and silver. And in all haste, Cinderella put on the dress and went to the festival. But her stepmother and stepsisters did not know her, and thought she must be a foreign princess, for she looked so beautiful in her golden dress. Of Cinderella they never thought at all, and supposed that she was still sitting at home, picking the lentils out of the ashes. Excerpt from Cinderella, from Grimm's Complete Fairy Tales. The intent of this spell is to bring wealth to the caster as it is needed. The ideal timing is during a full moon, or whenever you have need. For this spell, you will need a small cloth bag, a sewing needle, gold-colored thread, a gold-colored marker, optional, two silver-colored coins, one gold-colored coin, if you can find one, and the following herbs: dried orange peel, a whole almond, sesame seeds, and rice. Acquire or make for yourself a small cloth bag in whatever color you like. With golden-colored thread, carefully sew the basic shape of a tree into the fabric. If you're not much of a hand at sewing, you may want to acquire or make a bag of light-colored fabric and draw the tree on with gold-colored marker or paint it instead. On a full moon night, fill the bag with the following: a dried orange peel, a whole almond, a pinch of sesame seeds, a palmful of rice, two silver-colored coins, and one gold-colored coin, if you can find it. Close the bag carefully. You may want to sew the top shut to keep the items inside. Should you ever need money, shake the bag 3 times over your head and say, "Shiver and quiver, little tree, silver and gold rain down on me." Be careful. The money may come in ways you don't always expect or particularly want. If you're concerned about the acquisition of funds causing harm to others, you can stitch a caveat into the bag with the tree. Simply chant or meditate upon the idea of the money coming from a harmless place. Such an incantation might be, "Needle, needle, weave your thread, and bind this spoken charm. The spell will bring me what I need, and it will do no harm." Be aware also that acquiring the funds you seek may mean taking on additional work. It's not at all uncommon for a spell meant to bring in extra money to manifest itself as overtime at one's job or an opportunity that requires more effort and responsibility than you're used to. Be prepared for these eventualities, and be careful what you wish for. This has been Which Ways with Brina Garin. I'll see you next time with more spells, tips, and tricks. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and visit my Patreon to find out how you can help support the show. Tune in to the Nerd and Tie Podcast Network every month for new episodes of Hex Positive. And remember, always practice safe hex.